Welcome back to Racing Pulse. This is a special edition live from Eagle Farm. A little later, we'll catch up with Adrian Bott, Kieran Maher. But right now, we are looking at the beast himself, Rothfire, who's just been down to Nudgee Beach and had a nice swim. He's getting hosed off. And Robert Heathcote is here with me, admiring his champ. How are you, Robert?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Michael. Good to see you lads up here again.
It's always great to come up here, especially when you've got stars like Rothfire, who is just a marvel. Each season he comes back and he gives his all, and he looks a picture of health, doesn't he?
He does, and look, it's a well-known, I call it a miracle, the fact that he's back racing competitively, but at Group 1 and Group 2 level, to be racing against the best in the country and, you know, holding himself in good stead to do it. So, you know, it's going to be hard on Saturday. Barrier 23, some dickhead drew it out. Oops, that was me.
Hey, he almost went close from a wide draw last year, though.
He did. He had 18 last year and had to work hard to get over. I had a bit of a chat with Nash yesterday. You know how laid back and laconic Nash is. He says, it is what it is. I'll do my best, and I'm glad I'm on him. So, go Nash.
Yeah, well, he is a freak, what he's been through. I remember last year when we were up here, you showed us the bone that came out of his leg. No horse should be racing with that. What does he mean to you and the staff that are around here and obviously love him to death?
And not just us, Michael. I think, you know, he carries the Queensland flag and he does it admirably. He's, you know, I don't know if we go so far and say he's the people's horse, but he's got a huge following up here. And I think it's that Aussie, you know, knockdown. It's not how you get knocked down, it's how you get back up. And he's so competitive and he's a great horse. There's a huge following of owners in the horse. It'll be a big day Saturday.
What's he like as a horse? What's his personality?
Oh, just beautiful. You know, have a look at him standing there. I mean, you remember the champ that Mel and I toured the world with, Buffering. Well, there's so many qualities that this horse has similar to the Buff.
I saw a car out the front that has Buff 1. You might have to have another number plate made up.
Well, we've got mine actually is G1 Buff. That's Group 1 Buff, and my wife's is Buff 1. So, but some of the owners have got Rothy, for Rothfire, so they beat me to the punch, but why not?
Is he going as well as ever this time in? Has he come back better?
He has. Yeah. And look, I know a lot of trainers like to go into a big race super confident. I know the reality is that this is such a stellar year of three-year-olds. Joe Pride's horse, think about it, he's just flying. His record says that. He meets us better at the weights. But I can honestly say, and you'll agree with me, Mel, won't you? We've never had him any better than what he is now.
Yeah. I might have a quick chat to Mel, who's standing over here with Rothfire. Does he remind you of the big Buff?
Oh, he certainly does. You know, every good horse has their own presence, and he knows he's a good horse.
Yeah. What is it about him that you love so much?
Just his whole demeanour and attitude, and he just loves to run. He's just a horse you want everything for.
And you spend so much time with him. Is this the best he's been, do you think?
Since, the injury. Yeah. He's just got stronger each campaign, I feel. He's straightened out. You know, he's got more confidence. He's bigger, brighter, and happier.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Big day Saturday.
Very big day.
Good on you, Mel. Good luck. How long's Mel been with you, Robert?
Oh, gee, I don't know. 10, 12, 13 years. Mel was an apprentice to me.
Yeah.
Rode some winners for the stable. Yeah, no, it's been a long road, but an enjoyable road. And look, who knows? I mean, I make no secret that, you know, I'm not a lifer in this game. You know, who knows, 5 years down the track, 3 years, who, you know, maybe Mel, Mikey, and young Leah Kilner. She's come on board with the team now. So, and make a good team, I reckon.
Have you got a few more jaunts in you? Is this a horse that could get back on the world stage for you?
Well, don't laugh, Michael, because someone asked me that the other day, and Mel and I had such a good time in Dubai over there for the Alcos. It's in March every year, so look, if he was to go super here, and I want to come back down to Melbourne because he raced so well, and he won the McEwen, he raced well in the Manicato, run second there. Look, never say never, but gee, I'd love to take him back to Dubai. I'd love to take him to Dubai, that's for sure.
What's the game plan on Saturday from that wide draw? How do you see it unfolding?
Well, the 1400 start at Eagle Farm, it's probably the best start we've got here in Queensland. So there's a good 400 metres of a big open wide track, and throw in the fact that this horse is very quick out of the barriers. 1400 metres, we're not going to have a 1000 metre tempo. You know, the reality is that there's going to be pressure in the race, there's no doubt in that. But I'm still reasonably confident that Nash can find a good position for the horse.
Who is the hardest to beat, do you think? Is it the Think It Over, or is it the 3-year-olds with the lightweight?
Think about it. Joe's horse. It's the one to beat. He beat us the other day over 1,300 in the Kingsford Smith. Admittedly, we had to do a little bit of the donkey work up front. He drops from 59 to 54 and we drop to 57. So weights and measures say we can't turn it around, but you and I have been around long enough to know that that's not always the case.
And the good horses win Stradbrokes with big weights.
Yeah, and look, we've got some unfinished business. Rothy ran third last year. The Great Buffering ran twice in two Stradbrokes, ran second in two Stradbrokes. So, yeah, Flatty Luck smiling on us. He'll be there at the end.
Did you give consideration to Prince of Boom also running in the Stradbroke?
We did, yes. He was super last week winning the Morton Cup at Group 2 level. I think the reality is, and in the euphoria of victory, we're all jumping up and down saying, yes, let's run in the Stradbroke. But the reality is, he's probably not quite a Group 1 horse. We enjoyed the success Group 2 race, and then the Healy Stakes Group 3 in 2 weeks. So it just looks a better race for the horse. Yeah. I mean, maybe next year.
He is a good horse, though, isn't he? He's one of those fast sprinters.
Yeah, and he rolls along at an unbelievable tempo, and he had him off the bit coming into the straight and still put three on them. So, yeah, lovely ride from Tim Clark. And, I don't think we'll bring him back to Melbourne. I'm not so sure he handled Melbourne when we took him down for the spring. Might give him a run or two in Sydney, but he's Magic Millions eligible. So there's a million-dollar race there called the Syndicates race. So that's where we'll go.
How's life for you, Rob? It's lovely up here. We were just talking to Tony Gollan before, and he said that the track is just playing so beautifully. It's a huge relief to everyone up here.
Yeah, because, look, it was 2014 the nightmare started, and, you know, there was a few cracks at it, and they got it wrong a few times. But, gee, what Jimmy Roberts and the BRC Club have done this last 12 months, and it's given us all back our confidence because the grand old lady Eagle Farm, when it's playing well, we're enjoying our racing, and the carnival already has been a huge success. It's only going to get better going into Stradbroke and Tats Tiara Day.
And you must be proud as a Queenslander too about how the carnival has really elevated in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, on a personal note, my stable's going well, so it certainly makes for a more enjoyable carnival. But may I correct you, Michael? I'm Tasmanian.
Of course you are. I know. You couldn't get further away. No, you are a proud Tasmanian. You'd be keen. Hang on. You're going to have to change his hat.
No,
you've got a Brisbane Lions hat on now.
Well, I got a few of the lads. They come to my stables. Connor McKenna,
yeah,
the Irish lad, he loves the horses. He's here all the time. And Jaden Shea, who's the operations property manager for the Lions, he actually works for me 3 or 4 mornings a week.
He
used to work for David Hayes in Melbourne. Loves it. I was at the races on Saturday. Jared Berry, Jack Gunston, Darcy Gardner, they're all there. I had a beer with them. So they're good lads. And no, I enjoy my AFL.
Yeah, they love their racing. Well, you're going to have to change it for a Tassie hat, though, soon, aren't you?
Well, soon we are. I'll be honest. I never, ever thought it would come to fruition. And even now, they're having a bit of a bitch and moan down there about, I think it's because the ground's going to be in Hobart. But look, Tassie deserves it. We've had some great footballers over the years, and my best mate growing up was Michael Roach from Richmond. So I always stay with Michael when I'm in Melbourne. So I don't know, maybe Michael can get on board the Tassie team.
And were you Hobart or Launceston?
Launceston, mate, okay. Up north. Yeah, we don't talk to those southern buggers.
I was going to say, can you bridge that gap, or is it too much of a divide?
Well, it's bizarre, and most people aren't aware of it, but we are down in Tassie. We don't talk to them south of Campbelltown. It's as simple as that.
You've had a pretty amazing life. We know about the Kentucky Tour bus driving as well. And you said before, you're not going to be a lifer as a trainer. Are you looking to what the next phase could be?
Yeah, well, you know, having Mikey and Mel, you know, they've been with me for a long time. I think they'd be great to run the business, and Lee has just come on board, and maybe there's something we could do together as a package to run the business. 4 weeks yesterday, Vicky and I get on an Emirates plane and we fly to Copenhagen for a couple of weeks cruising the Norwegian fjords. So we've missed our travel. We love travel. The last 3 years of COVID, it's knocked it all on the head. But yeah, like many Australians, we're about to embark overseas and enjoy a break. I need it.
How many years were you a tour guide when you were younger?
Yeah, 14 years. I was on the road all around Europe. So yeah, no, I loved it. It was a good part of my life. And then racing came along, and well, as you all know, racing's not a job, it's a lifestyle.
What was your favourite part of the world?
I'd have to say Italy, you know, it created more problems. Organised chaos is what I call living and working in Italy. But, you know, from Florence to Rome to Venice, it's just beautiful. Mm. Beautiful food, beautiful people. La dolce vita, they call it, the sweet life. And I'd have to say Italy.
So for a trainer, there's been a lot of discussion in Melbourne in recent months about how tough the lifestyle is. It's 24/7, it's a grind. How do you try and keep that balance?
Well, fortunately, COVID was tough on everybody. It doesn't matter if it was racing or industry or tourism or whatever, but it's about a work-life balance, and I'm trying to get that back in under control. I enjoy my golf. I play golf. You know, I played with my wife on Sunday. We won. she loved that. I played yesterday. Leah goes to the races. So it's about having the staff and the structures behind you. I've got a fantastic group of owners that have been with me since I started 25 years ago. And it's going super, and we're enjoying some nice success. So it's all about, yes, you've got to have the horses good enough, but you've got to have the structures in place that work, and that's what I'm doing.
With Robert Heathcote up here live at Eagle Farm, and what time do you have to get up? What time do you do track work here at Eagle Farm?
3 o'clock's my get up every morning, and the team's already here. When I get here, we've got them saddled. Track work starts at 4. We go through to about 6:30. We've just come back from the beach now. What is it, 8:50? Mm. I'll now sit at my computer and have a look at some of the form, our runners over the weekend. I'm big on communication with owners, so I'll give that a couple of hours, go home, grab a bit of kip for a couple of hours, and back here this afternoon.
Do you think it's feasible that there could be a later start time moving forward? There's been talk of trying to bring that in Victoria. Would it work up here as well?
Probably not. I mean, you know, we've got this unbelievable climate up here. I mean, here we are in the middle of winter and I've just got a T-shirt on. Probably not, because it gets pretty hot, you know, and I think working horses later in the day, it just gets simply too hot. And as we know, it's a question a lot of owners always put to me: why do you start so damn early all the time? Well, it's very simple. To run this organisation here at the BRC, Brisbane Racing Club, they've got race tracks. There's 5 tracks here. You know, they require a lot of maintenance, and there's machinery out on the track. So when those machines are out there, we can't have horses out there.
What's it like getting staff in Queensland?
It's been difficult through COVID, but again, same for every industry in Australia. But, gee, lately, they're all back. The foreigners, the backpackers, they're coming back, which is good. But getting good quality. And, I mean, even, you know, time's gone by, we've had an influx of Southerners, Victorians, coming up because it's too bloody cold down there.
I can see why.
Yeah. So, no, there's been a few. So, normality, we're not there yet, but it's on its way.
Rothfire's the kingpin on Saturday. You've got a couple of other nice runners, though. The Big Goodbye goes around in race 5.
He's been going super. He's run second at his last 2 runs. I wasn't sure if he could make that transition from open company galloper to stakes class horse, but he's done that brilliantly his last 2. He's just been unlucky with awkward barriers. He's drawn awkwardly again on Saturday, but he'll push forward on the big track here at Eagle Farm. And, you know, 27 or 28 starts, I think he's been in the money 24 or 25 of them. So he's been such a welcome addition to the Thoroughbred Racing League. And, you know, it's just a great innovation for racing. Brings a lot of people. Yeah. I never see smiles on people's faces as much as I do when I'm at the races with the TRL.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And you've got a Bounding who goes around in the Oxlade, who's been another one who's been in great form.
Again, 2 seconds, Group 3, listed race, her last start, arguably unlucky up at Caloundra. You know, she missed by the bob of the head the other day. She had to do it tough from a wide gate. She's got a better barrier tomorrow. I think she's 9 or 10 or something, but here at Eagle Farm, she can push forward, and Jason Collett. Mm. No, she'll go well.
All right. How many have you got these days?
My yard here, I've got 56 boxes, and I've had 56 for 13 years.
Really?
It's a number. Even before this new complex was built back in 2015, I had 56 for 10 years over in the old stables. It works. I know how many staff I need. I can comfortably handle that number, and the same with my owners.
Yeah. Good luck on the weekend. It's always great to see you, Rob. You've been a wonderful ambassador for Tassie and Queensland racing as well. So final word on the big boy, Rothfire?
Yeah, look, it's going to be hard, but I'm going into the race, I don't know, with the confidence I know I've got a horse that's spot on and he's as tough as buff.
He is. And Brizzy this year?
Yeah, the Lions are going good. I think they'll be there. As long as they beat Collingwood, who cares?
Good on you, Rob. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael.
Rob Heathcote.